morning. This is Don Lloyd, the storyteller from the Chelan Historical Society. We're going to talk about some of the earliest incidents in Lake Chelan. The first recording of the name Chelan, or Chelan, which means deep water to the native Indians, it was in the Journal of Alexander Ross in August of 1811 that he recorded a party of explorers traveling up the hill to explore the lake, and one night was spent at the foot of the Chelan River, where information about the mighty lake was shared by natives of that area. In September of 1853, a few decades later, George Britton McClellan explored the lake. He was looking for a wagon passage over the North Cascade Mountains. He and his party left Wenatchee, traveling northward up the west banks of the Columbia, then through a coulee, either the Navarre or Naps, until they reached Lake Chelan. At that point, they traveled down lake and over the breaks to the Columbia River. In June and July of 1870, D.C. Lindsley and a small party of explorers searched the Lake Chelan Valley and Cascade Pass, hoping to establish a feasible rail route over the Cascade Mountains. He stated that the land in the Lake Chelan Valley was worthless, except for the lower 15 miles of the lake. He is not to be confused with Lawrence Denny Lindsley, the renowned photographer. In 1875, Chinese miners were reported to be in the Chelan area. They had migrated from the San Francisco area and were on their way to the Fraser River in Canada in search of gold. One Chinese settlement was located near the Chelan River, where it empties into the Columbia. They used the method of placer mining, which at times was successful, though difficult and inefficient. They were eventually driven away by both the native Indians of that area and the migrating white men. In September 1879, General H.C. Marion and a body of troops were dispatched to Lake Chelan. Their purpose was to explore the valley. The post, Camp Chelan, was soon abandoned and the troops were moved elsewhere. In 1886, two men, William Sanders and Henry Domke, set out on a journey to Lake Chelan by way of the Mettow Valley, of all places. After securing a pack horse to carry their supplies, they traveled from the Columbia River up the Mettow Valley and Twisp River and over the mountain range that separates Chelan Valley from the Mettow Valley. On their descent down the rugged mountains in the upper Lake Chelan Valley, their pack horse stumbled and went tumbling down the mountainside. They were in the headwaters of a creek which they named in honor of their faithful little horse, Prince. The creek is now called Prince Creek. They made their way down the mountains to the lake's edge, then proceeded to travel down lake until they reached sheer cliffs which stopped them. Here they constructed a crude raft, giving the little creek the name Canoe Creek, which it bears today. They safely made their way to the foot of the lake, where they were fed by the friendly natives. Both Sanders and Domke remained and settled in the Chelan Valley, becoming the first white settlers here. The pioneer's name, Domke, now has been attached to a mountain, a lake, and beautiful waterfalls, and a street in town bears the Sanders name. Soon after Domke and Sanders, L.H. Spader and Mr. and Mrs. I.A. Navarre came, and then Mrs. Navarre had the honor of being the first white woman to settle and make Chelan Valley her home, and her son Joe was the first white child born here. The stories of Lake Chelan's splendor was spreading throughout the region and throughout the country. It seemed as though Chelan's possibilities and potential were endless. The entire valley was rich in many different minerals, and mining looked to be a promising industry. Timber was plentiful, though difficult to transport, and the soils throughout the valley made settlers optimistic about developing a thriving fruit industry here. Yes, Lake Chelan had a great deal to offer the early settlers. That's it for this session. We'll see you next time.